Good Monday. Today is January the 5th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take a look at the announcement that came out late last week, looking at those ad hoc payments being made to farmers for disaster assistance, the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program. We'll also take a look at an upcoming B509 program. All the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, the U.S. Department of Agriculture released back on Wednesday additional details on the commodity-by-commodity national payment rates for the one-time Farmer Bridge Assistance Programs, otherwise known as the FBA program, providing short-term financial support to eligible farmers facing continued economic pressure from the low commodity prices and high input costs. Now, under the program, corn growers nationwide will receive $44.36 per eligible acre. This represents a modest increase compared to the previous Emergency Commodity Assistance Program, or the ECAP, under which corn was paid $42.91 an acre. USDA has indicated that qualifying farmers can expect payments by the end of February 2026. Now, if we take a look at soybeans, the payment rate there is expected to be $30.88. And for wheat growers, USDA announced a payment rate of $39.35 per planted acre, again, reflecting the ongoing challenges producers faced in 2025. Now, farmers who believe they may qualify for the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program are encouraged to review program details and eligibility requirements and stay in contact with their local USDA Farm Service Agency. For more information, you can also go to the website. That's www.fsa.usda.gov/FBA. In other agricultural news, the Ohio Beef Council and Ohio Cattlemen's Foundation, in partnership with the Ohio State University Animal Science Department, will be hosting Beef 509. Once again, it runs February the 27th and the 28th at the Animal Science Building on the campus of the Ohio State University. Beef 509 is an intensive education program designed to help cattle producers better understand the food side of their business and implement best management practices to improve beef quality, enhance profitability, and recognize value within the beef supply chain. To register or for more information, you can visit their website, ohiocattle.org. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now. In other agricultural news, looking south of the equator, down in South America, erratic weather has kept Brazil's coffee growers cautious ahead of 2026. Now, 2025 was a roller coaster year in Brazil coffee production. USDA's Foreign Ag Service estimates that this year's Brazilian coffee production will total 63 million 60 kilogram bags, if you will, according to the latest semi-annual report from the Foreign Ag Service. This total is for the 25-26 marketing year, which runs from July through June, and it's about 3% lower than what it was in the 24-25 marketing year. The most popular coffee variety, Arabica, took a notable hit from the harsh weather during the 25 growing season. Brazil continues to experience erratic and unpredictable weather patterns characterized by drought, insufficient rainfall, and cold fronts that can lead to frost and hail on coffee farms in the main producing areas. As a result, a significant reduction in the Arabica coffee production is expected for the 25-26 Brazilian harvest, that according to the Foreign Ag Service. Now, Brazil's Arabica coffee is forecast to be 13% lower than the 24-25 year. The less popular coffee variety, Robusta, fared better in its production cycle, which helped the overall Brazil coffee crop supply outlook. But supply concerns remain strong and prices reflect those concerns. Detailed supplied by DTN contributing Canadian grains analyst Mitch Miller show that nearby coffee future prices opened on January the 2nd of 2025 at $3.21 a pound. During the calendar year, coffee futures reached a new record high of $4.37 per pound. That was on October 23rd. And as of December 30th, nearby coffee futures were trading at $3.57. Now, dry conditions and possible heat stress on coffee trees and beans in Brazil's leading Arabica-producing state of Minas Gerais are notable features as coffee trading adjusts following the turmoil created by U.S. tariffs on Brazilian coffee imports. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.